Hi, and welcome to The Lonely Triathlete. My name is Todd, and I am The Lonely Triathlete, coming to you live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on this Sunday, April the 28th, 2024. Well, quick training update. It's been a boring week, and I'll take boring any time of day. And by boring, I mean the nature of my workouts has been quite endurance focused. I've been doing an hour and a half cycles of a very easy intensity. And then my AI trainer has been telling me, hey, you've been doing lots of hard work, so why don't you keep the running down to something reasonable, like a 30-minute run. Or this morning was a 35-minute run, which is totally doable. Yeah. I think the harder training days are ahead of me. I think that my running is going to start ramping up because my first race is in July. So I only have 2 months and a bit to get ready for that. So I think my plan is going to get harder and harder and harder. But, oh, embrace the rest weeks when you get them. Just embrace the ease. Embrace just the recovery that they afford. Oh, feels so good. Not have to psych myself up to these intense rides or runs. Although I did peek ahead till Tuesday, and it's a VO2 max, and it looks like a sweat fest. So I got some work cut out for me coming up. So that's it. That's me in a nutshell. And the weather here in Vancouver is gross. It's just, this is the hardest time of year. You get these early flashes of summer where the temperature hits like 18, 19 degrees Celsius, and you're like, oh, I love it. This is amazing. And then it just settles down to like 10, 11 degrees and drizzling rain, just constant days and days and days of never-ending rain. And I've been putting many kilometers on my waterproof rain shoes. I'm sort of working through a minor injury on my right foot. I don't even know where the injury is. It's somewhere in the top of the foot, not really the ankle, but some the muscles or the ligaments or something in the top of the foot is hurting. The good news is I can usually completely recover in a day of no training. And so tomorrow being Monday is my non-training day. So I will use my massage gun. I'll put some extra heat on it. And by Tuesday, it'll be fine again. But it's one of these niggling injuries that starts to build up over the year. And I'll keep my eye on it. It's a very confusing one. I wish it was like an Achilles tendon or a calf or a hamstring. But it's like something in the 55 bones in my ankle. So I don't know how my ankle works. It goes up and down, left and right, and that's about the extent of my knowledge about my ankle bone. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on it, make sure it doesn't get too much worse. I was out on my run this morning, as I said, 35 minute easy run, and I confronted this feeling of guilt that I've had for a couple of years. And it finally really surfaced. It's raised its head every once in a while over the past 6 months or 8 months. But today, it just said, Todd, you need to confront this. And that is that I no longer train with a heart rate monitor. So I love my Coros Pace 2 triathlon watch. I run with it. And I run with it all the time. I don't bike with it all the time. And I swim with it all the time. But that's mainly to record the duration and length of my workout. And I'm interested in my pace. Let's just start at the beginning. Way, 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 way back when I first started running, I ran by heart rate because I wanted to make sure that when I was running hard, that it was actually hard. I didn't want moderately hard. I wanted super hard. And when I was running easy, I wanted to make sure I was not going past a certain level of exertion. So I got addicted to my heart rate monitor and my watch. And for years, 10 years, 15 years, I ran according to heart rate pace. I raced according to heart rate pace. So in the middle of a race, I would look at my watch and I'd say, ooh, I'm at 159 beats a minute. I didn't want to go over 153. So I'd pull it down a bit. Or on the run, I'd look at my watch and it would say 145. I'd say, oh, Todd, 145, you could push to 153, right? So I always judged my intensity by my heart rate and never thought I would do anything differently. And then a couple of years ago, my chest strap didn't work. It was malfunctioning or it gave me the wrong heart rate. So I contacted Wahoo and they were nice. They sent me a new chest strap out and it was finicky. On my bike, it would be saying I was going like 195 beats a minute when I first started, or in the middle of a hard workout, it said my heart rate was 85 beats a minute. I'm like, what? This is so stupid. So after my second heart rate strap crapped out on me, I just stopped using it. And ever since then, I've been training according to perceived exertion. So, you know, the plan calls for a super easy run. In my mind, that's like a 4 out of 10. A moderate kind of endurance run is like a 6 out of 10. A 10K race would be like a 9 out of 10. A 10, like, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of it, but you get what I'm getting at. And so, yeah, I've been going by exertion. I've been racing according to exertion, but my perceived exertion. And it's been going really, really, really well. And how can that be so when for most of my, you know, training and racing, I've been using heart rate? Well, as I was on my run today, figuring out if I've been betraying some part of myself by not training according to heart rate, I thought, no, you know, it's a normal progression. I think everybody should start by measuring their heart rate when they train, swim, bike, or run. Swim, not quite as important, but in the early days, I did measure my heart rate in the swim. Because then you start to get a sense for what is my heart rate zone when I'm hitting a certain pace, or when I'm feeling a certain level of exertion. What does a long, slow run feel like? And what is that heart rate? What is that average heart rate? Versus when I'm in the last K of a Olympic distance triathlon, what does that run feel like? And what does my heart rate look like? And then I shifted from thinking about heart rate to thinking about pace. So pace is a good one, but only if you're on flat ground. So if I would think to myself, okay, I want to run a nice solid 5 minutes per kilometer. Great. I'd look at my watch. I want to make sure I was within a couple seconds of that. But then I hit a hill and I slow down to 6. Well, you can't beat yourself up going slow up a hill. However, my heart rate was still high. So it was like pace was really good for certain times of my training. Heart rate was really good for certain times of my training. And all of that heart rate training and looking at my pace and thinking about how hard was I running for how fast I was running informed the feel of how hard and how fast I was going. Now it blows me away. I can tell you at any point in my run, within two beats per minute, I can tell you what my heart rate is without having any heart rate data. I can tell you within 3 or 4 seconds per kilometer how fast I'm running. I've tried this experiment the last couple of years. I've guessed in advance what my average pace was for a run. Sometimes I am bang on and it blows me away. But I only got to that point because I spent so many years looking at my heart rate, understanding my heart rate and my pace, and then connecting that to my exertion. So now that my heart rate monitors have all been failing on me, I don't need them anymore. I know exactly how fast I'm running and how hard it feels and about what my heart rate is but only after all of this experience. So I would say to anyone listening, if you've not trained with heart rate before, it's a fantastic habit to get into until you really understand your body. What does easy feel like? What does moderate feel like? And what does fast feel like? And then how fast do you run at easy, moderate, and fast? And after a couple of years of that, you don't need to run by heart rate anymore because you'll know what it is. You won't have to run by pace anymore. You'll kind of know what it is. So yeah, I don't feel so guilty anymore. I feel like I put in my time, as they say. And my intuition, my gut feel is pretty bang on these days. So unless something changes, I'll continue to run without a heart rate monitor. I really like my GPS watch though, because I do like to know how far I've gone. I do not usually look at my pace during a run because I have a good sense for what it is. But certainly after I'm done, I like to see how fast I actually run, because it's fun to see that change over the season. So at the beginning of the season, you know, you put out a certain level of exertion and you're running 6 minutes per kilometer. 5 months later, 4 months later, you're putting out the same level of exertion and you're running a 5:30 per kilometer. That's cool to see that kind of progress. So yeah, those are my thoughts today. It was all about, why aren't you training with a heart rate monitor, Todd? You used to train all the time with a heart rate monitor. Are you lazy? Have you given up on Wahoo and their chest straps? Is that what it is? You've just given up? No, it's because I just don't need it anymore. And I finally come to that realization. So that's it. That's me in a nutshell this week. I hope everyone is having or had a good week last week of training. The weather has got to be improving all over the world because we are into late April. It's very exciting. It's an exciting time of year. Weather is starting to improve. Unless you happen to live in one of these areas that has fantastic weather year-round. I am not jealous. I am not envious. Yes, I am. But being that as it is, and now I'm starting to talk gibberish, which means I'm at the end of my podcast. So everyone have a great, great week. And I will talk to you again in 7 days. Peace.